As much as you cherish them, your CDs may be dying. Fenella France is Chief of Preservation Research and Testing at the Library of Congress, where she's been researching how to best preserve CDs by purposefully destroying them.
What we have done here is it was recognized as, you know, all times through history that, you know, when you have an unstable media, that becomes a challenge in terms of the preservation of the content. And you can think back to acidic paper in the, you know, the late 19th century. And often this is linked to increased manufacture, some new technology becoming available and sort of mass production. And what we have done here to preserve our collections is we've created a reference scientific study of materials that are not library materials, and we can use those for various testing. And most of our testing is, in fact, non-destructive to try and predict the age and how long these materials will last. We often do, as well as natural aging, where we just look at things over a period of time, we also do some accelerated aging to try and see what might something look like in 100 years without having to wait 100 years and find out that it might not look that good.
So you're accelerating or simulating aging. I'm curious about what kinds of environmental conditions we might experience in daily life would be bad for CDs.
So essentially, we do the aging with increased temperature and relative humidity. The quickest way to try and reduce the life of your CDs is put them in your car over summer, and it's a wonderful little bakehouse. So we generally don't recommend that, but that's what we're doing, because when you increase the temperature, you increase the chemical breakdown of materials, and when you increase the humidity, then often you get, if there's a tiny crack or anything, any sort of defect, then that can get in and delaminate areas and start to cause damage in the material that's actually holding the information on that.
So you mentioned mass production earlier. Now, to the uninitiated, it seems pretty straightforward that to determine the lifespan of a CD, you just have to test a number of CDs out. Now, why is this so complicated?
It's complicated because generally when a new technology comes in, the early materials that are produced are a lot more unstable. Manufacturers are trying to get the edge, and they're trying to see what might be the best composition, because, you know, these are laminate materials. They're a composition of different types of materials. And so after the first, you know, 5 years or so, quite often the materials become a lot more stable, because by then they've actually figured out what the problems are and they know, you know, how to make them last longer. So it's usually that early time period of production. And we found that also with magnetic tape as well from the early 70s, that that's also an issue, because as they made changes when they were manufacturing it, that's when we start to get some of these breakdowns.
We're going to simulate one of your simulations here. The Library of Congress researchers even tested twin copies of some CDs and found out that they performed differently. Here is a little bit of Paul Winter's Grammy-nominated 1987 album, Earthbeat. Okay, so that's hearing the CD. You took two copies of this, made by the same company, wrapped copies, seemingly identical CDs. How did you test them?
We put them into our chamber, accelerated aging instrument, for about 500 hours at 80 degrees Celsius and about 70 degrees relative humidity. And when we brought them out, we found that one of them actually was pretty good. The other one had oxidized, and the reflective layer had become completely transparent, the metal reflective layer.
So nothing on it?
Nothing on it. Had no material left. So that was, you know, really quite an eye-opener. I mean, this really was an extreme case. As I said, you know, quite often some of your CDs may be really quite stable, but that is one of the challenges, as I was saying, that somehow these were manufactured or treated slightly differently, and we didn't have that information.
So 80 degrees Celsius, about 176 degrees Fahrenheit. So we can't say that any CD from that year, 1987 or before, will deteriorate, just some of them. It must be pretty tricky from an archivist's point of view.
That's exactly the case, and that's where it does get a little bit frustrating. So, and the other thing that's interesting is there has been that change in thought process where you have to always preserve the original, but as we're realizing with some of these modern materials, the content is really what's critical. So we need to get that content off before we actually lose the original disc or material that it's on. And that's really what we're trying to do, that race against time to make sure that we understand which ones are more at risk and transfer that material first before we deal with other collections. So, for example, DVDs, because they have so much more information on them, are a lot less stable and more prone to damage than the CD.
Wow, so your collection could be kind of dissolving on the shelves.
Well, the Library of Congress, everything that we have here, we actually have more than one copy, and then we have backups as well. Mm. So this, our actual collection per se is not at risk, but this is really trying to help anything new coming in and making sure that we make the best decisions.
How about for us listeners, any advice on how we should handle or best preserve CDs?
First off, the one thing that a lot of people want to do is label them. And we found early on that the quickest way to start degradation on a CD is actually just stick a label on the top of it, because you actually then damage. Everyone thinks that it's the lower layer that is most at risk, but in fact you have two layers. So any scratches in the lacquer layer can damage the metal reflective layer, but if you scratch the substrate layer, then the light from the laser that reads it, can be disrupted. So
the substrate layer meaning the shiny side that's up, we normally think of it plays on the downside.
Right, on the downside. So also scratches in that top layer, the lacquer layer, can damage the reflective.
So in addition to all of the records from members of Congress, I'm just curious, you did get loads of CDs submitted from everyday people. Did you and your colleagues ever put on a certain CD and, have a little dance party, like a pop and lock to Run DMC or, Tears for Fears binge, anything like that?
I wish I could say we did. Unfortunately, we have 158 million objects here at the library. And since the mission of our directorate is to make sure that they're all available in either their original or reformatted form, sadly, we don't often get that chance to really sit down and enjoy the material. So at some point, I have to come back as just a visitor and get that chance to actually listen and enjoy some of the materials that we're working so hard to try and protect.
Fenella, you and your colleagues keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Fenella France, Chief of Preservation Research and Testing at the Library of Congress. She's among those researching the lifespan of compact discs and other recording formats. You can read more about the project. There's a link to the article from The Atlantic. It's at wordofmouthradio.org.